Right, as we do every week on the All Sport Breakfast, we talk golf in association with the Elmwood Trading Company, and we thank them very much for their support of this particular segment. This week, really exciting young guest, and young, I say young because he's 14 years old. His name's Cooper Moore. He's on the phone. G'day, Cooper. How you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
That's the story. So, 14 years old. Tell us about when you started playing golf and what made you love it.
Well, to be honest with you, I started playing golf when I was four. Just sort of, Dad took me along to the range and stuff like that. And then, I'm not really sure what made me love it, but I sort of just wanted to keep going back to the range. And, yeah. And then, sort of when I was five, I went to this coaching out at Coringa. It was once a month. And then, the coach out there said there's a junior tournament coming up at Rustley's. It's called Junior Tiger. They don't have that junior tournament anymore. But then, yeah, then played that, and Rodney Yee, my now coach, he invited me just to join along at Rustley on a Sunday for the coaching group.
So when did you reckon you found out that you're okay at the golf?
Well, probably I realised when I went to America in 2016 for just a junior world tournament. I got 10th and, yeah, sort of made me feel like I was pretty good.
Well, you must be pretty good, Cooper, because you've already won at 14 years old. You've won a couple of senior club championships. Tell us what that was like, and what was it like playing against the old boys? They didn't give you a bit too much lip, I take it. Well, even if it did, I guess it didn't matter because you still won, right?
Yeah, well, I guess last year, 2021, I made my first club champs final at Rustley and lost to Regan Kilpatrick. And then same year, I made the final at Waitakere and played pretty good that day and ended up coming away with a win 6-5. And then this year I qualified second at Waitakere for the club champs and then battled my way through some tough matches and then came across Aaron Forsyth, who was a much more experienced golfer, plays in Canterbury Men's Masters team, stuff like that. And yeah, he played good that day. I was one up through 18 holes, and then through the 27 holes, I was still one up. And then on the last five holes, I putted very well and won 4-3. So I guess when I play against the better guys, well, not the better guys, but the more experienced guys, I sort of back myself to beat anyone, and there's just another person who likes to play golf, so... Yeah, it doesn't really affect me too much if I've got too much more experience. Still want to go out there and beat them.
Well, speaking of blokes that have been around a bit and are pretty good golfers, you're playing Nathan Astle in the second round of the Clearwater Cup Club Champs today. You're nervous about Nathan? I mean, he's pretty famous.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I thought I was playing the spinner until Dad told me that it was not Astle. So I guess his sporting reputation won't really play on my mind too much. I sort of backed myself to go out there and beat anyone. So I'll just go out there and play my best and control what I can control. And yeah.
Yeah, that's all you can do, Cooper. Now, listen, you've changed clubs. You're now playing at Clearwater. Where were you before that?
Well, I've been a member at Clearwater for 6 years, but I've also been a member at Waitakere for 7 years, and Rustley would roughly be about 8 years now. So I feel like Clearwater's, yeah, quite a good club. All the members are very supportive of my golf and my future, so, yeah.
That's a hell of a course at Clearwater. I must admit, it's not my favourite.
Yes, yeah, it's a very cool course. Well, probably, like, good for me being young, and I guess when I go overseas, they are the courses that you expect to see and play on, so it's a good course for me to practice at, and, yeah.
Yeah, I find it really hard. All those little hidden reeds and water traps everywhere. Goodness me, it's I'm a good contributor to the Lost Ball Club at Clearwater every time I play there.
Yep.
Now, speaking of Clearwater, they play in the interclub finals tomorrow, Sunday. You nervous about that?
Well, I'm pretty excited actually. It's my first year playing in the Woodward Cup, and yes, it's a great opportunity for me to test myself against the best in Canterbury. And also, it's probably a great opportunity for Clearwater to, yeah, create something special for the club. So, yeah.
How have you been going in the Woodward Cup yourself personally? You having some good success?
Yeah, well, I've through the round robin stages, I have won 7 matches and I have lost 2. So it's pretty good. Played some good golf and some okay golf, but plenty of learnings to take away from my losses, and yeah.
And Harewood is where the finals are being played at tomorrow. What do you make of that course?
Yeah, it's quite a tricky course if the wind gets up, with the greens being pretty quick and firm, and yeah, the greens are undulating, but open, so yeah, keep it straight, hit the middle of the green, should be, yeah, no excuses for losing them.
Simple game, isn't it? Hit it straight, get it on the green.
Yes.
Hey, look, Mum and Dad are massive supporters of yours, and I guess, you know, you, as a young man, a very important part of your life, and not only in general, but on the golf course as well.
Yeah, well, Mum is my taxi service from Monday to Friday, drops me off at school, picks me up, takes me out to golf, and then she's also a great support on the weekends when I have tournaments on. And then I guess Dad helps me with my mental game and also like my game stats, and just like we discuss through things like that, so then I can work on that with my coach Rodney Yee.
Of course, Dad being Jaden Moore, very highly regarded in the world of softball, so well known here in the Canterbury area. Who's your favourite player?
Well, favourite player is Justin Thomas, and I guess I've also Tiger Woods. He's been around since I was born, and yeah, definitely probably been one of the best players in the world, so yeah.
Righto, Cooper, last question. What do you want to do? What do you want to get out of the game of golf?
Well, I'm hoping to, so I'm sort of looking at paths that I can take, but I definitely want to be a professional. I just don't know which road I'll take to become a professional. I can try go down the college way, or I can try battle it through New Zealand or Australia and try get a card, and yeah.
Okay, so professionals, that's where you want to be, which is I guess of course is the aim, and the fact that you've done so well at just at 14 years old. I mean, crikey, I won't run through the list of things that your dad sent me because that'll take us another 10 minutes, but it is very impressive. Well, look, mate, really appreciate you coming to the phone and having a yak to us today on the All Sport Breakfast, and in, of course, in association with the Elmwood Trading Company. Now, you're not allowed in there, but I'll tell you what, your dad and I will catch up down there and we'll have a beer and celebrate your success.
All right, sounds good.
Good on you, Cooper. You keep up the good work. Have you got any tips? Any tips for an old fella like myself? What's the best tip you could give a
probably if you can. Two tips is if you hit the middle of the fairway, middle of the green, should be you'll hole at least one birdie putt and shouldn't three putt too many times, especially in like Christchurch. The greens aren't too big, so yeah, if you just hit the middle of the green, you'll be perfect.
Okay. So how do you do that?
I guess for me to do that, I have to put in practice and stuff like that. I guess if the pin's tucked left hand side of the green, you try aim for the flat side of the green, so you'd be trying to not short side yourself.
Righto, Cooper, that's pretty good advice. Thank you very much for that, and you enjoy your weekend of golf, and all the very best to yourself and the Clearwater Club tomorrow, and we'll keep a close eye on your progress.
Yes, thank you.